against a really good defensive team, a team that's been known to be physical, and really ran up a bunch of yards. Like to have more possessions in the game, you know, especially with a guy like Royce, the way he was running, and Tony, and Canada, a lot of stuff. And we got to continue to do that. You know, it'll take the pressure off our young quarterbacks. So very positive.
How difficult is it to just have 7 points considering the way you guys, you know,
it's difficult. It is. It's a tough pill to swallow in the right kind of way. The approach is always going to be, you know what, you internalize it in a manner where you're going to use it as motivation. There have been too many positives to go the other way. And, you know, injuries are part of the game. And we got to continue to find ways to manufacture yards and points. It's been difficult for 2 weeks. That's the obvious. But the attitude has been great. There are answers out there that we're working on. And heck, you'd love to be completely healthy, but that's not the case, and it's not going to happen, and that's okay. You know, we're pressing on. The guys have done a good job, you know, with their approach. Expect to have a good practice today and keep moving forward.
From a coaching standpoint, do you approach things differently when you have a younger guy back there?
Well, I think in some cases you do. You got to recognize what his talents are, what he feels comfortable with, but at the same time, not too comfortable. If you're too comfortable and too simple, and they'll play easily, and the results aren't going to be what you want. So there's a line there somewhere, and we're going to push to find that line and try to put us in the best position. And you have to. I mean, I know it's a little bit cliche-ish, but you've got to find ways where that quarterback feels comfortable, where the protections are solid, where the running game can help him out, take some pressure off of him, and put it all together so you can keep moving the chains.
I feel like Jacob and Brady performed in that.
They did a good job. They were thrown in there, but they have been ready. You know, we talked about guys that were ready to play. That's two of the 7-8 guys that were ready to play. They did a really good job, and we're counting on them to be there, whether, you know, the other guys are ready to go or not.
What's it been like with Brady this year? I mean, a guy who's got a lot of experience last year and was kind of waiting for his opportunity. What's his attitude and kind of practice habits?
It's been good. I think, you know, in football, you got to be a realist, right? Our left tackle is a guy that's probably up for, you know, an Outland Trophy. He's an Outland Trophy candidate. He's one of the best players at that position. Our right tackle has done a tremendous job, you know, looking for big things from him as well. And in football, sometimes you have to wait a turn, even though he got to play that much last year. Last year, it was due to injury. Brady's been a team player. He's worked hard. He got his opportunity on Saturday, and he made the most of it, did a good job, and expect him to keep getting better.
Do you anticipate having Tyrell and Jake this week? Do you know?
Don't know yet. They're day-to-day. You know, they seem to look pretty good, so always hopeful, right? Anybody. You guys are healthy. Anyone that can help out, jump on it. I'm going to go.
What's been your impressions of UCLA's front?
Athletic, you know, typical team from Southern California with a lot of athletes from that area. Athletic, explosive. They can go. They've got a lot of bodies, too. A lot of bodies, and they've had some really, really good moments. So we expect, you know, they're a lot like what you see in the Pac-12 with the better defenses. Guys that can move around, make plays, can run you down, run sideline to sideline. So, good football team.
Are there things you feel like, more than you're already doing, that you can avoid, get Braxton more comfortable, your unit?
We do everything, brother. You know, I think maybe been home once in the past 14 days, you know, trying to sleep in the office, trying to find that stuff. And there are a lot of things that, you know, I know it didn't quite show in the game, but I think it will, because it's starting to show up in practice. He's gaining a lot of confidence, you know, so is Taylor. I mean, everyone's gaining confidence in these guys. And now there's got to be drill and practice transition to game day. That's the biggest thing, all right? It's all fine and dandy out there on film, but now we got to make it happen when the lights are on. So that's always the most important and biggest challenge, but it's got to happen.
He's a guy who seemed like he took off and ran quite a bit. What does that do for your offensive line when a guy bolts out of the pocket pretty quickly?
You know, it helps sometimes. You know, you look at the way we've run the ball. We're not traditional like, we are more traditional in the sense that nowadays you see a lot of teams that have big rushing numbers. Quarterbacks will have 150, 160 yards. We don't. Our running backs are the ones that pound the ball. So we're a little bit different in that sense. When he does run, it does take a little bit of the pressure off and does make defenses a little bit more, you know, leery of just kind of selling out and, you know, ignoring gap control responsibilities. So all that stuff, anybody that can move the ball and move those chains is always going to be helpful, no doubt. No doubt.
You really been spending these nights in the office? You haven't been home?
Look at my eyes, man. Come on. You know? But, you know, it's part of it, and then not in a bad way. Again, these guys have been working their tails off. The work that we do is always geared towards giving the players the best opportunity to be successful. And that's it. So whatever it takes to make that happen, we'll do it.